In the meantime, we can try to focus on the good things which are happening around us. And one of those things is the return of many migrating birds who have spent their winter in the warmer climes of southern Europe and Africa. One of these visitors is the turtle dove, which, as late Let's Talk Nature writer Barry Madden tells us, is in need of protection. Here's Tony to tell us about this rather special bird.
Everyone has heard of the turtle dove. It features in much familiar song, verse and folklore. The bird has mentions as far back as the Song of Solomon in the Old Testament. The flowers appear on the earth, the time of the songbirds is come, and the voice of the turtle is heard in our land. It is celebrated each Christmas when we regale one another with our rendition of The 12 Days of Christmas. It features in numerous other sonnets and verse. Even Shakespeare felt moved to pen tribute to the enigmatic symbol of love. An association with lost or regenerated love is a common theme, reflecting the bird's migratory habits, leaving our shores each autumn to return afresh each spring to fill our commons, hedgerows and heathlands with its gentle, soporific purring. A family bird, then. But when was the last time you actually saw or heard one? That's got you thinking, I hope. When I was an energetic, enthused young naturalist in the 1970s, it seemed turtle doves were everywhere. I can remember finding their threadbare nests in stands of hawthorn pretty much wherever I went. Couples would bedeck telegraph wires suspended across every field, and in late summer, groups would gather to feast on fallen seed around those wonderful old Norfolk farmsteads with those lovely and red pantile-roofed barns. Watching those tortoise-shell-coloured birds harvesting the plunder on hot, cloudless summer days is a memory dear to my heart. But sadly, it is just that, a memory. For the sobering fact is that the turtle dove is currently having a hard time, with numbers plummeting across most of northern Europe. They have suffered a massive decline in the UK over the past 25 years, making extinction within these shores a real possibility. Whereas in the early 1970s, up to 1,000 were recorded passing along our coast on a single April day, nowadays, any sighting prompts a literal red-letter alert on the hotline for birders. Reasons for this decline are complex. Links to climate change, together with changing land use across the wintering grounds in Africa, changes in farming practices at home, resulting in fewer wayside seeds upon which the birds depend, and the unrelenting slaughter of migrating birds as they cross Mediterranean lands, all play a part. This is why certain habitats, such as our ancient and largely unmolested commons, are so valuable, providing precious sanctuary for those rather beautiful birds to feed and go about their lives in peace. The turtle dove arrives here in late April and departs with the first chill of autumn. They are colourful birds with subtle grey and pink plumage around their head and breast, white underparts and the most vivid rust-margined feathering on wings and back. A distinctive feature is the black and white zebra-striped neck patch. Despite their sad decline, East Anglia does still hold a thin, scattered population. Good places to encounter them are on commons and heaths, more traditionally managed farmland with plenty of high hedgerows and such places as overgrown railway embankments. A developing hotspot is the cut-off channel that runs along the eastern edge of the fens. Here, sympathetic management work is proving beneficial to turtle doves as well as other much-loved songsters such as nightingales. But such is the extent of decline that special countrywide projects have now been initiated to try to reverse the downward trend. Operation Turtle Dove is one such, and they would be interested to receive records of any sightings. Like me, I'm sure you would be mortified to be part of a generation that allowed such an enigmatic species to become extinct in our country. It would be such a shame to lose them, don't you think? Now is an ideal time to get out to look for or listen for turtle doves as they arrive on our shores to breed. By helping record their whereabouts and yourself becoming involved in this project, you can, in a small but important way, help to ensure their continued existence in our countryside and in our lives.
A special bird indeed, and we wish them well.